The first non-prescription birth control pill in the United States is poised to hit shelves and online platforms in the upcoming weeks. It's priced at $19.99 a month. Approved last year, Opal is anticipated to emerge as the most potent non-prescription birth control option when compared to other available methods. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Lupe Rodriguez, Executive Director of the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Justice. Thank you so much for joining us. This seems like something people have wanted for some time. What took so long?
Well, we have been a part of a coalition effort to bring this over the counter that required a lot of study, required time to ensure that this was safe. I think, you know, we have evidence from this being available over the counter in other parts of the world that this is safe, but we needed to do the verification here in the U.S. And we're finally able to get all of the research done and to get this before the FDA and their approval last year. We're incredibly excited about it and really looking forward to seeing how it removes some of the barriers that have existed for people for a long time in the U.S. and getting care.
And let's talk about that safe part. I mean, the approval is obviously quite the indication, but if people still are nervous about this, how can they be assured that it is safe?
Well, I think, you know, we have, as mentioned, evidence for many years in other countries that this kind of medication, contraceptive medication, is safe. It's been used safely by many people in many other countries. And this approval process in the U.S. took over 20 years. So I think folks can look at that, look to the recommendations from the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, other medical associations that are in strong support of this and that know, because of the science and the research that has been done, that it's safe. I think, you know, those are some of the many things that I think point to this being safe. And I think if folks continue to want to have more oversight with their clinicians, you know, the recommendation, if you have a provider that you see, is to continue to receive care that way. But what we know is that for many people, being able to have access to contraception without a prescription removes incredible barriers that exist for many in this country. And so we know that this is a safe option for them.
Yeah, let's talk about that access part of it. Who is this really going to help the most?
This is going to help communities that for a very long time have not had access to a healthcare provider or consistent healthcare provider. You know, many people, particularly in the Latinx community in the U.S., don't have access to regular healthcare. And so this will be really helpful for them. This will be really helpful for young people who also may not have regular access to clinician, and then who face other barriers like, you know, transportation issues, issues of having time to go, you know, see a provider, and cost issues, right? If folks have to pay for an appointment with their provider and then the cost of the prescription as well, you know, that's added cost. And so we know that for many people, these barriers are huge. And so this is a way for folks to be able to just go to their pharmacy and get this medication without those barriers.
It does seem cheaper than, say, if you don't have insurance, especially. $20, though, could still be a little steep for some people. Do you know if there's help out there for those who need it?
Yeah, you know, we're working really closely with the pharmaceutical company Perrigo that has made this available over the counter to ensure, first, that they have a program that help folks who may not be able to afford the $19.99 a month. We've been advocating for a lower cost and are, you know, still going to be working on that to be able to lower the cost at some point. And then we're also thinking a lot about how insurance plans need to cover this. So we're continuing to work to ensure that insurance plans cover this for people who have insurance.
So grateful for your time. Thank you so much. Lupe Rodriguez, Executive Director of the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Justice.